One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four.
Rushing or dragging?
Rushing.
So you do know the difference.
What's up, Chris?
Ooh, it's Oscar De La Hoya.
I'm ready to go.
As I've said in previous years, no one knows the Oscar like somebody who has no idea what's going on with him. So you're the best predictor that is out there, Lou. But first, how you doing, baby?
I'm doing outstanding.
Awesome, awesome. I saw you had some real Shrove Tuesday treats there, Mardi Gras at the Sovereign.
Oh, yes, compliments of John Reed and Local 22, yes.
There you go.
An outstanding jambalaya.
That's awesome. Giving a shout-out to our boys in the union. I love it.
All right, so, what do you got for me?
All right, you ready?
I am.
Okay, we're going to go in order for all the five major ones, and then I always throw in those wild cards for you, Lou.
Yeah.
Best supporting actress, Lou. Meryl Streep, Into the Woods. Emma Stone, Birdman. Keira Knightley, The Imitation Game. Laura Dern, Wild. Patricia Arquette, Boyhood. Lou.
Patricia Arquette in Boyhood.
Woohoo! He's going with the favorite.
Lou Dickman's Oscar picks.
Good, 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 good man. All right. Best supporting actor. J.K. Simmons, Whiplash. Mark Ruffalo, Foxcatcher. Edward Norton, Birdman. Ethan Hawke, Boyhood. Robert Duvall, The Judge.
Norton!
Norton!
Right. Norton!
Going against the favorite there. Best actress, Lou. Reese Witherspoon in Wild. Rosamund Pike, Gone Girl. Julianne Moore, Still Alice. Felicity Jones, The Theory of Everything. Marion Cotillard in 2 Days, One Night.
The first one.
Marion Cotillard. The first one. Reese Witherspoon in Wild.
Reese Witherspoon. That's the wild card.
All right. There you go, Lou. Okay, best actor, Lou. We have Eddie Redmayne, The Theory of Everything, Michael Keaton in Birdman, Benedict Cumberbatch, The Imitation Game, Bradley Cooper, American...
Come on, is it really...
No, it's Cumberbatch. It's Cumberbatch.
Cumberbatch, bitch.
Cooper, American Sniper, Steve Carell in Foxcatcher. Lou, your pick.
This is a very tough one.
Yes, it is. It's one of the tough
ones. It's going to be between the... I'm going to go with Michael Keaton.
There you go, my brother. Michael Keaton. Yeah, it's between Eddie Redmayne as Stephen Hawking and Michael Keaton as Birdman. So we'll see. Then we'll know. All right, best director, Lou. Morton Tydem in The Imitation Game. Wes Anderson.
I'm going to take the is there an Italian in there?
Is there an Italian? No, there is a Hispanic. Alejandro Di Iñárritu in Birdman. I don't know, calling
him. Really? But no, I guess that's close enough to Italy. We're going to take him.
All right, very good. That's a good choice. Finally, best picture, Lou. Whiplash, The Theory of Everything. Well, let's go again here. Whiplash, The Theory of Everything. Selma, The Imitation Game. The Grand Budapest Hotel. Boyhood. Birdman or American Sniper, Lou?
The American Budapest Hotel.
You can't combine them, Lou. Which one is it? The Budapest?
What's that?
The Grand Budapest Hotel.
Yes.
Lou, picking an upset winner there.
Yes. Everybody's going to be going for the depressing movies.
All right. Let's do our wild cards, Lou. Best costume.
What about animation?
That's where we're going to, your wild cards.
Oh,
are you kidding me?
Okay.
Right. Well, let's go to Best Animated Feature then. The Tale of Princess Kaguya, The Song of the Sea, Lou, How to Train Your Dragon 2, The Box Trolls, and Big Hero 6. Lou?
I'm going to go with the one that rhymes with Oduya, The Spirit of the Blackhawks.
The Tale of Princess Kaguya?
Rhymes with Oduya, so we're going to take that.
Best costume design, Lou. We've got Mr. Turner, Maleficent, Into the Woods, Inherent Vice and the Grand Budapest Hotel. Lou, you love costumes. What is it?
Grand Budapest Hotel, of course.
All right, good man. Now let's go to the best short film animated, Lou. The best short film animated. You have A Single Life, Me and My Molten, Feast, The Dam Keeper, and The Bigger Picture. Lou?
Is there one of them with the little green things that got the one eye?
Me and My Molten?
Would that be? Yeah, let's take that one.
All right. And here's your final category, Lou. Best short film live action. The choices are Aya, that's A-Y-A. Boogaboo and Graham, your favorite. Butter Lamp, Parvalne, and The Phone Call. Lou.
I'm going to go with Rhymes with Odulia.
Hooray for Hollywood with Lou Hickman. There you go. Lou's annual Oscar pick's always a favorite.
Hey, Kamish, I hear you knocked him Sylvie's on Saturday.
We did. We killed. Thank you.
Got the full report.
Yeah, the Cowboy.
Oh, yeah.
The Cowboy.
That was a great show. There we go.
Maybe you can make it out to our March 6th show at Phyllis's.
Maybe I can.
Ding, 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 ding.
All right. Yeah. Hey, Jamesh.
There you go. Hey, A sandwiches this week.
No.
Ah, what are you?
I've been too involved studying for the Oscars.
All right, Lou. So here's your question of the week. You ready?
I'm all ears.
You remember those best picture choices. Which best describes your life and why? Do I need to give that to you again? Which title?
Grand Budapest Hotel.
And why does that best describe your life, sir?
Because it was grand.
It is grand, Lou Dickman. It is grand. Give us that catchphrase out.
Outstanding. Weak. And go by, man.
Go Bears! This is the Commish inviting you to tune into Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Hollywood Neckline Service. When you peek-a-boob, see Lou at the Sovereign 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou Peek sent you!